This one is what the dwelling is all about, but this is just some about how you function as a human being, how your mind operate, citta niyama. So what happened is the first link, avijja, like I explained to you, ignorant. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of the truth. Means being deluded, you don't understand. So what you do? One thing to know, you go and think. Understand? Your teacher always go back and think about it. And that is the only faculty before you develop the awareness nature. That is the only instrument that you can use to live life. So you go and think. And like I explained, your brain is an organ. Understand? So you go and think when you make contact with that brain. Why do you make contact? You want to retrieve information, understand? Whatever that you have learned, your knowledge, so that you can perceive things, external phenomena, what you can label, you can name it. So when you make contact, like the physics experiment, the light bulb lights up, okay? So this is what we call the third link vijnanam, means the pure consciousness. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness, the pure vijnanam of seeing. But in the brain is the thought consciousness, and that's the pure vijnanam of thought consciousness before you put in the content. That's why the third link is vijnanam. So when you input the content, it becomes the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. This one is the thought. So when it becomes the thought, the Buddha said, dependent on the arising of this thought, there must be sense basis. Like what I explained. Because without the senses, like the physics experiment, this thing cannot arise. Then after that, because there is also salayatana, the sense basis, that trigger of the consciousness and the input of content, then within the content of consciousness, there is what they call contact. And within the content of consciousness, after contact, it conditions feeling. Understand? So that horizontal line that goes to the left, at the passat level, which is contact of the sense data with the sense basis and the consciousness, there is another, like a U-shaped thing. Understand? Yeah, a small U. Then there is a big U. You call that arrow better. So you know why I put it down there? Because when there is ignorant, when it make contact with the brain, avijja paccaya sankhara, ignorant contact, there is also contact inside there, understand not? Because you are not enlightened. So this U is to tell you avijja paccaya sankhara also got contact. But the linear progression the Buddha cannot show. You meditate, you will know. That's why I say it's multi-dimension. Then when it comes to after contact passat, it will condition feeling. So this feeling is actually pure feeling, But because you have avijja, what happened? Feeling condition? If you know avijja, what happened? If you are enlightened being, especially arahant and beyond, feeling become pure feeling. Understand not? That's why this link cannot move. And you don't go and believe people. Oh, you like that? I cut a feeling lah. You go and cut lah. You scissor. You don't have the wisdom. Avijja is there, how to cut. You understand not? In the early day, I used to hear a lot of Theravada teaching or teacher or what is it? Since the link like that, cut a feeling, is it? Don't allow craving to move. You think so easy. Without wisdom, cannot. That's why when I was developing the sati, then I saw all this. Then later on, when I went through the cessation, then I realized I can stop a feeling now. I can stop at contact now. And my awareness is so stable now. Then it cannot move on now. Then I realized, come like that one. Then later on, after my Monday, my collapse, I realized that feeling become pure feeling. It cannot stir and do all those things. It cannot, cannot. Like I told you, I bang something over. It no one. This is a reality. You go and hit, you sure that sensation, tactile one will arise. And this sensation is normal, pure sensation. But you label it, what happened? You word also come out, understand? No? Oh, then all the bad word also come out. Oh, stupid fellow, why you go and put like that? But when you kena, nothing happened. You just laugh, I remember. Then one day I told you all before, the previous retreat. At 89, after that, my wife made me a coffee. You know I like sugar, but he forgot to put sugar. The moment I taste it, I laugh. I said, come, come, come. I said, you drink. Huh? He said, not sweet enough. But then only she realized, no sugar. Then he said, sorry, sorry. I said, never mind. I said, I just want you to know. Yeah. Because before that, I used to tell her, why you put so little sugar? If really no sugar at that time, maybe toss it, I don't understand. But after it happened, funny, you know, that response, you laugh at you, then you call, okay, have a drink. That is how it transforms you, you know. You understand? That's why I know all these things, you know, when I come out from the nature, I saw them. Then how they grasp on earlier on. Then how after that, non-grasping. That's why I don't be gullible by listening to people say you can cut here, cut there, don't allow the feeling to be conditioned into craving. Which means what? Suppress lah, understand? Suppression. Where anger want to arise, yan, you know what yan? I tell you, yan means suppression. When you suppress inside, what happen? This one will one day explode, understand? Well, you bottle it up, understand? You don't want to get angry. Why? Well, you heard people say, hey, you practice meditation, vipassana, 20, 30 years already, you're supposed to progress or at least one stage or two stage or three stage, like enlightened being already. So what you do? You have to live and act like an enlightened one, no? So dare not get angry, you know. Saw good food, dare not eat, no. Scared people say craving. That is suppression, understand? No? But when you understand, why must you suppress? Because all these are mind state born of delusion, wrong view. You don't have the wisdom, it will arise. It will stir, it will react, and it will create the moment. That's why this dwelling sometimes doesn't finish. You know why or not? Okay, we finish the whole thing first. Vedana, feeling, condition, craving, because there is avijja. Then craving, condition, grasping. Means that craving has become so strong, you grasp that ideally. Then what happens is after grasping, you become that thing already. Means what? The best example is there's a lustful person. So that craving means gatai already, understand? Or lust there already. Then he start to grasp already, because that one is driving the flow. Then he look for condition. Got condition, he become like a rapist already, understand? That becoming is your emotion, everything, you become. Then birth means what? You think new life? No! Birth means you transgress, understand not? Becoming still at the thought level, understand not? At the emotion level. Then you become that thing, no? That's why you transgress and do the physical action, no? You become a rapist, no? That is how you take birth, understand not? You become, then you take birth. And that birth is not physical birth, understand not? Means you act out of it. We call it transgression. Then from there, what happened? After you take birth, the consequence is there. Although here they, I think the commentary, they thought birth lead to OA sickness and death and all those things. Then death leading to sorrow, lamentation, grief. But the real thing is only sorrow, lamentation, grief, and all those things. Means the consequence of it, anasana. There is karmic consequence. That's why this whole mess of suffering arise through that transgression. So when you understand it this way, you really understand Paticca-samuppada. It's instantaneous, every moment, every instant. What I want to add is, sometimes the link doesn't end. You know why? Let's say, when you see something, then the link start, anasana. Yeah. Then when it becomes feeling, there is craving already. But before you can continue, let's say somebody around, then they, like pat on you, hey, what are you doing? They know you are not normal. Well, your mind is going on like that. Then he pat on you. Then what happened? The link break, isn't it? Then you turn, now hearing consciousness already, understand not? No more seeing consciousness. Seeing consciousness that make him lustful one, the link break, understand not? Then he like got a shock. Then he turn around. Anything. Then he say, what are you doing? And then that link move on to hearing. Then move on to thought. Understand not? Then after that, the senses again operate. And this is why sometimes the link doesn't finish. Then sometimes you think, because your heedless thinking is so fast, understand not? You think this, before the thinking can continue, another loud, let's say very loud sense data come in and take over, understand? Or there's a very loud sound, palm, or what, then suddenly your attention is at the hearing. Then sometimes a very strong smell, then you go to that sense door, understand not? The sense basis. Then sometimes itchy or injury or something hit you, tactile. Then your senses go there, understand? So this is how you function as a human being. And mind, they move so fast because of the sixth sense door. So if you don't have sati, mindfulness, how can you cope with life? Understand not? When you drive, also same. While you drive, you also think, understand not? When you think means what? Preoccupied with the thought. That's very dangerous. Then accident can happen, understand not? Then nowadays got handphone now. Drive also listening to handphone now. Talk now. They want to see videos now. How not to get accident? You think you can multitask? You try lah. Every moment of heedlessness can lead to accident, I tell you. That's why tell yourself, you want to listen to the phone, I stop by somewhere or park somewhere or take it out and pass it to your family member. But normally not urgent one. Urgent also can wait lah, 5, 10 minutes or half an hour when you reach home. So my wife advice is no need to listen first. Go back home only, listen. Unless you expect a call to come, then you stop somewhere. So this is how you protect yourself and develop the understanding. Because without mindfulness, you cannot multitask one, cannot be so fast one. But when you have the sati, the mindfulness, the awareness within, you not only can multitask and see, you're fully aware of all these movements now. And your yoni soma manasikara is every moment, every instant, at every sense door now. That's why it's different. Then you don't panic on now. Oh, like anything happen, I cannot panic on. I just silent go here. Then my nature sensitive, I can know what is going on. Then I can sense a lot of things. That's why it's very different. If you don't have this training, this ability to actually understand all this, it's because your awareness nature is not developed. Your wisdom is not at that level to understand. So have faith in the Buddha and realize that this teaching is very different, very unique, very extensive. Can make you understand life in its fullest spectrum, not only existential life. It can bring you back to the source, to that nature. But not you lah, understand? Because the mind realizes itself sees then that nature can be realized. Understand? But then you want to know, you have to come out as a living being again, understand? Especially human being. But human being very good. You know? You got this mundane mind, can let you understand a lot of things. You have this follow your knowledge base. Understand? You want to know things, this is the best instrument. You know? That's why scientists like this mundane mind. You know? Oh, very analytical, you know? Oh, can analyze and can come out with a lot of discovery, you know?